Chapter 8 Last Wishes Page 109 A. Listening for Understanding Listen to the story about the McDonald family. Think about the following questions. Then discuss your answers in pairs or small groups. Last Wishes
Quincy McDonald is writing his will. He has three children, and he wants each of them to receive the proper inheritance. Mr. McDonald is very rich, but when he was young, his family was quite poor. He earned his stripes selling newspapers on the street corner, and he eventually became the president and owner of a large company. Mr. McDonald knows what it's like to be poor. However, his children were born into the upper crust, and have had an easy life. He has divided his property into three parts, his money, his house, and his art collection. How should Mr. McDonald distribute his property? Henry, the oldest, loves to gamble, so giving him money is out of the question. He might get carried away and spend it all on gambling. However, he is a very good businessman and has done well in his father's company. Tiffany, the middle child, lives in a large mansion with many servants. Her ship came in when she married her husband, who is even richer than Mr. McDonald. She loves to spend her days window shopping. Tiffany is very intelligent and often helps her husband with his investments. Sterling, the youngest child, is a hard worker, but he's not very smart. He was admitted to a college, but he couldn't cut the mustard. His grades were so bad that he had to leave. He tried working for his father, but he never caught on to the business, so he quit. Mr. McDonald knows that Sterling will need a lot of help to be successful, even though he works harder than his brother or sister. Which one of Mr. McDonald's children should receive the money? Who should get the house? Who should inherit the art collection? Why? What can Mr. McDonald do to make sure that his children take care of their inheritance?
Page 111. D. Choosing the best answer. Listen to each short conversation and to the statement that follows. Circle T if the statement is true and F if it is false. Conversation 1.
Do you know how to play checkers?
No, I've never played before.
Why don't you watch the first game? You'll catch on quickly.
Statement 1.
The woman thinks the man can learn to play checkers easily.
Conversation 2.
Do you think you'll ever be rich?
Oh. I know my ship will come in someday.
Statement 2.
The woman will travel by boat.
Conversation 3.
Did you buy a gift for your parents' anniversary?
I went window shopping, but I couldn't decide.
Statement 3.
The woman isn't sure what windows her parents will like.
Conversation 4.
I have several important meetings next week.
So I guess leaving town is out of the question.
Statement 4.
The woman cannot leave town next week.
Conversation 5.
All the students listen to Mr. Jones. Why is that?
He earned his stripes helping failing students get good grades.
Statement 5.
The students respect Mr. Jones because he has a high salary.
Conversation 6.
I thought you were only going to ride your bicycle 1 mile.
I know, but I got carried away and went the whole distance.
Statement 6.
The woman rode her bicycle more than 1 mile.
Conversation 7.
I'm taking piano lessons, but I don't like to practice much more than once a week.
If you want to play the piano well, you have to practice. Once a week won't cut the mustard.
Statement 7.
If the man practices once a week, he will become a good piano player.
Conversation 8.
I'm applying to Bridgemont School. Do you think I'll be accepted?
Bridgemont? I thought that was only for the upper crust.
Statement 8.
The man is surprised because the woman is very rich.